News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, it is curtains for Edwin Poots. That's right, the DUP leader has stood down after less than 3 weeks from taking on the party helm. And on the line to bring us up to speed with everything that's happening north of the border is Ben Lowry, Deputy Editor of the Belfast Newsletter. Ben, for people listening in this morning, could you just give some context, please, to what has really been an extraordinary unfolding of events in the last 36 hours in Northern Ireland's politics?
Well, what happened, the key thing that happened was that in the replacing of Arlene Foster as DUP leader and First Minister, the whole renomination process of First Minister and Deputy First Minister had to happen again. And when that happened, Sinn Féin said that they wanted a date for this Irish Language Act, which has been something they've been demanding for years and which was agreed last year. And an extraordinary thing happened, which was that it began to emerge in recent days that one possible way of getting around the impasse over that was for Westminster to legislate. And it seemed maybe that Edwin Poots would accept that. And then very suddenly, 36 hours ago, he did accept that. And those of us who are watching it in incredulity were wondering, had he got some major concession on the Northern Ireland Protocol, the Irish Sea border, or had he got the DUP behind him? And it very quickly emerged yesterday that not only did he not have his MLAs, members of the Stormont Assembly, behind him, I think four out of 27 or 28 supported him. He didn't have, I think only one of the MPs, Ian Paisley Jr., supported him. He lost the support of his colleagues in a very dramatic way and hasn't even survived all of yesterday. And the reason for the great anger about this is the feeling that Sinn Féin collapsed the Assembly in 2017. They said it was over a scandal called Cash for Ash. But what became clear over the 3 years, when we had hospitals rudderless and schools rudderless and no major public decisions taken, the unwavering red line for Sinn Féin was an Irish Language Act. And this was finally agreed. And the widespread feeling right across the spectrum of unionism is that this was achieved by blackmail. And now an attempt to renegotiate a first minister, which should have been an automatic process, re-choose a new, has been used by Sinn Féin to get a date for this Irish language legislation. And that was a step too far for Edwin Poots.
OK, so as they would see it, as unionism would see it, Sinn Féin got a concession. Unionism did not get a corresponding concession around Northern Ireland protocols or anything like that. What's going to happen now, in your view?
It's a very serious mess. The first thing is the precedent has been set that, I mean, I do work for a unionist paper, so I'm very acquainted with unionist thinking. And obviously, there's not a lot of unionist thinking in the Republic. So let me try to explain to you a little bit why this is so serious and why the problems from it flowing are so great. We have a party that boycotts Westminster. That is given special dispensation to boycott Westminster. It gets expenses to do so, which nobody has ever got before, which doesn't want Northern Ireland to survive. That's an entirely legitimate political aspiration, but it's a real problem for those who do want Northern Ireland to survive. A Conservative and Unionist government has demonstrated that it will do somersaults and do something without precedent at a time of a health crisis, at a time of all of the problems that there are, at a time when unionists are worried sick about this, the constitutional implications of an Irish border. A Conservative and Unionist government will do somersaults supported by a unionist leader to give this party what it wants. The implications that flow from that are very, very serious. It means that the new leader will probably be Sir Geoffrey Donaldson. The process is only beginning of the DUP, will be probably bound by this commitment. So it raises serious questions of whether or not Stormont can survive, whether or not there's a possibility of good relations between unionism and republicanism, and all sorts of issues flow from this. And it's not even remotely clear how it will be resolved.
All right. Look, thank you for that insight into all of what is going on north of the border. That is Ben Lowry there, Deputy Editor of the Belfast Newsletter.